Hi everyone, happy Hanukkah. Really excited about this series of classes that you're joining us for, about 8 days, 8 classes, how to illuminate the darkness during this time. This class really came about, I would say, kind of spur of the moment. There's been a lot of darkness in the world lately, and it just seems like everywhere we turn, there's something else that happens. Especially, we know what a few days ago what happened in California, and we just felt that it was important to provide at least, for ourselves and for all of you, to some practical things that we can do to bring more positive energy into the world. Because we really feel that when we bring more positive energy into the world, and when we create more peace in our own relationships, we can bring about more positive energy and more peace in the world at large. So we're excited about some of the topics that we're going to be sharing with you. Today we're going to talk about, just in general, how do we deal with what's going on in the world? How do we deal with the state of the world, and how do we prevent ourselves from getting depressed and just start thinking about, what's going to happen next? And it's very easy to kind of, I know when I read the news and when I hear about what's going on, I often jump to conclusions. And just by the way, there is, someone asked if there's a video. This is just an audio call. Just want to let you know. And we'll take some questions at the end, so in the chat box. So if you want to write your questions or save them for the end, we will address them, or you can email them to me and I'll give you the email at the end. So when I read about I've been reading what's going on, and I start catastrophizing, I start thinking about, and I think a lot of us do this, what's going to happen to the world, what's going to happen to this country. It's just very scary. And the logical conclusion, if things are going the way they are, is not necessarily something we want to be thinking too much about, but it's quite scary. But the truth is, that's really what, I'm not talking about politics today, but that's really what terrorism is its aim to do. When we had traditional warfare, there's a little bit more that you can expect, and even though the battle is waged on the battleground, of course it does come to the city, to the local towns, but there's a little bit more that you're anticipating. But with terrorism, the point of terrorism is really to create terror, to help us, to make us live in fear, that we get to the point where it's like we're almost paralyzed. We can't seem to think that, we think like, what's going to happen next? We can't really go anywhere. We don't know what to expect. I was just in Israel a few weeks, about a month ago already, and I happened to be in a city where I would say it's relatively safe. There wasn't really anything going on, but I went into Jerusalem and one day, and people were still scared, and I guess the fear is that you don't know what could happen at any moment. But at the same time, people have to live their lives. In Israel, they're used to dealing with this. In America, we're not so used to dealing with this, so it becomes even scarier, and we really don't know what to do. But the truth is, that gives the terrorists a victory, because they want to make us live in the state of fear. They want us to not be able to go about our normal lives, to live in a state of fear and anxiety, that we can't really enjoy our lives, that we can't do the things that we're accustomed to doing, that we just kind of have to be paralyzed. So when I'm thinking about this, I started thinking about that, what if we thought about something else? Would we still be in that state of fear? What if we weren't focused on this, we weren't focused on reading the news, thinking about, every negative thing that could possibly happen, and we thought about something else? Our mood immediately changes. And I think it's important, we often lose sight about this, and while these realities are still there, that we can't deny what's going on, and there are things that need to be dealt with in the world to prevent further harm. At the same time, the only thing that we can really control is ourselves and our own thoughts. And if we start thinking and becoming aware that whatever we're thinking about is actually where we are on an emotional level, so that if we focus on something positive, then Our whole body chemistry changes and we're in a positive mood. Let's say you hear good news that something happened, a friend had a baby, somebody got married that you know. So you're in a different mental state than when you might read a story. And all it takes is, if somebody came over to my door the other day and knocked on my door and told me some bad news, and automatically, just because of what he told me, my mental state changed and you know, I became upset. So it's important for us to realize that we do have we're going to have lots of thoughts, and ultimately we need to be in control over, or we are in control over our mental state. And it's not about kind of forcing ourselves to change the way we think, but it's really about just being aware that our thoughts can come and go, and our thoughts are really what determines how we feel. That's the only thing. It's not external circumstances. It's our thoughts. If we're thinking about something, even if, you know, you hear stories of people that were in concentration camps who were able to think about, have different thoughts, not get wrapped up in all the horror around them, but to think about something different. And they could, even though they're in the middle of hell on earth, they could be, in their mind, they could be in a whole different place. So it's just something to think about, to be aware of our thoughts and how our thoughts change, our feelings change, regardless of the circumstances. And I think it's a powerful thing to be aware of, especially during this time, because it's extreme. I feel in our day and age, with all the technology, we find out about everything the moment it happens, and we're just constantly bombarded. And I think a lot of us spend a lot of time, you know, updating our Facebook or the news sites we visit, and we want to see exactly what's going on. And it's like every second there's another bit of information about this event that happened, and it's very easy to get wrapped up. And I think that it's important to just be aware of our thoughts. And this is something that we see in relationships as well. We all have our own stories, and the stories that we have and what we're thinking about in our mind determines how we're feeling in our reality. We have stories about our relationship. We have stories about how our spouse is, and we get locked in those stories. And we think that because we're looking at something from, I guess you could look at it logically, that this is just what's going to happen to my relationship. If things don't change, if my spouse doesn't change, my relationship is just going to be, you know, is going to end up in divorce. Or perhaps my spouse, I have a judgment that my spouse is a narcissist, and that means my spouse can't change. But really, this is all a product of our thoughts. And we have to be aware that there are other possibilities. And I think that's kind of what the Hanukkah story, one of the lessons in today's lesson, the Hanukkah story is about. And just for some of you, this might be redundant, but because we have a wide audience on the call, I want to just share some basics about the Hanukkah story. So the Hanukkah story took place during the Second Temple period, when the Jewish people who were living in the land of Israel, the ruling party were the Hellenist Greeks, Assyrian Greeks, and they had the Greek culture, and one of the things that Greek culture, ancient Greece, was famous for was their philosophy. You know, Socrates, Plato, Aristotle. This is one of the gifts that they gave to civilization. And this is wisdom. This is what we call in Hebrew chachma. Wisdom is very important for society. However, what they wanted to do, and this is what we see in our Hanukkah prayers, we talk about how what the Greeks wanted to do was they wanted us to forget the Torah. The Torah is a divine wisdom that the Jewish people were given, and this is the divine wisdom given by God. And they wanted to help us forget that. They wanted us to forget that. They wanted us to. They were not interested in annihilating the Jewish people, which was usually the case throughout history and in the other miracles that we celebrate. It was more of a spiritual war, even though there was a physical war against the Maccabees, but the Maccabees won. But it was a spiritual war. They wanted to take away God from the picture. One of the problems with Greek philosophy is that there was a certain sense of haughtiness that they had. One of the medieval commentators, the Ramban, Nachmanides, he explains that Aristotle and his students thought that anything that they were not able to perceive in their own intellect was not true. meaning that they were so superior with their wisdom that if they were not able to understand something, then it must be that it was not true, it was false. So there's a certain sense of, although they had a lot of wisdom, there's a certain sense of haughtiness there that basically everything is dependent on what they thought, on their thoughts, and there could be nothing beyond them. The Hanukkah story teaches us the opposite. One of the things that we say about the Hanukkah story teaches us that there is nature, there is kind of what we see within our own lives and our own thoughts, and then there's beyond nature. Hanukkah is 8 days, and we know that the number eight is something that it represents the transcendence, because the normal cycle is 7 days, 7 days a week. Eight is above that, and we see a lot of themes in Judaism, like the bris, a circumcision happens on the eighth day. There are a lot of things that we have these patterns. The Jubilee year is 7 times 7, and the 50th, so that's also the same quality of eight. It's a transcendent number. And the Hanukkah miracle is transcendent. It goes beyond nature. There was a little bit of oil that lasted for 8 days. It was not enough oil to last all 8 days, but the miracle is that it did last for 8 days. The miracle of the war, of the defeat of the Greeks, we say in the prayers for Hanukkah, in Al Hanisim, the special insertions that we have in our daily prayers, we say, Rabim biad mi'atim, the many in the hands of the few, meaning the many, the Greeks, fell in the hands of the few, in the hands of the Jews, who were the Jewish warriors were a minority. So we're able to defy the odds of nature. That's what Hanukkah is all about. And we see even from the oil, if you ever put oil in water, oil rises to the top. It's going above. And this is why the rabbis refer to Greece as the exile, the Greek exile is referred to as choshech, darkness, because it covered up the light. That when we're relying on our own intellect or relying on nature, it's in a sense darkness, because if you don't bring in the light of something higher, this transcendent light, the light of God into your life, then you're only going to be able to see things the way they are. So we see things, if you don't have God, then you can get pretty scared about what's going on in the world. You can look at the way things are going, and you can kind of determine what you think the outcome is going to be based on logic. And the truth is that even though a logical outcome might be one way, it doesn't necessarily mean that's what's going to happen. And that's what happened with Hanukkah, that the logical outcome in Hanukkah was that the Jewish people would be defeated. But the miracle was that because of God's help, we were able to win the war, and we were able to have this miracle of the light. And the miracle of the light is really, and the miracle of the war, really one and the same. It's this idea that we can defy the odds. And that's really what understanding what wisdom is about. Wisdom is really recognizing that there's something, that it's not all about us. The word for wisdom in Hebrew is chokhmah. And if you move the letters around, it represents, it spells another two words in Hebrew, koachma, the power of what? The sense of, we call, ma means like, in the Torah it says many times, like what are, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses said that, you know, what are we? Meaning we're nothing compared to God. Meaning ultimately there's a greater source than we are. That as much as we, as great as we are, as great as Greek philosophy could be, as great as wisdom it could be, there's always something. There is something higher, and if we're not able to recognize that higher power, then there's a sense of darkness. And it's the same thing in our relationships. If we're not able to recognize that there could be something other than the way we think about things, then we're not really opening ourselves up to the greater picture and the greater reality and the possibility of miracles happening in your relationships. If you get stuck and think about the way things have been in your relationship, and we'll talk in one of the classes about how to get out of bad habits. If you get kind of fixated on the way things are and the way that you're thinking about things, then you're not able to open up to the possibility of something better. And I found that one of the most important things for couples to transform the relationship is to have hope. The problem is, if we look at the way things have been, it's kind of hard to have hope. you really need a whole complete paradigm shift to be able to see things completely differently. And the only way to do that is to really open yourselves up to realize that your thoughts are not necessarily dictating reality. Your thoughts are dictating your own reality, but it's not necessarily the reality. And the reality could be something much, much different, much better. So one of the things that we can learn is during these times, in all the challenges that we experience in life, whether it's current events, whether it's our own personal lives or relationships, to realize that there could be a different outcome. That although we might be locked in the fear of what will be, especially if we see the way that things have been going till now, to really hold that hope that there is a possibility that we can defy the odds, that things can be different. And I personally think in relationships, it's much easier to change than, I mean, have hope than to have hope for what's going on in the world today. Perhaps because we feel like we can have more power over it. But, you know, I've seen relationships change in the worst situations. Once they start thinking about things differently, once they start realizing that the way that I thought about it until now is not necessarily the way it has to be. So I'd like to invite everyone to start thinking about that. And I'd like to hear throughout this week if you notice anything different. When you start being aware of your thoughts, start realizing that your thoughts are actually contributing to the way that you feel about your spouse. Even if your spouse does something to you that you don't like, what are they actually doing to you? And how are your thoughts contributing to the way that you're feeling, to your emotional state? Because we find it's really you are in control of the way that you feel. It's all because of what you're thinking at that moment. If you were able to think of something different, then you might not necessarily, if you could let go of that thought that you have, then you wouldn't be feeling bad. But because we hold on to those thoughts, because we hold on to the fear, then we get into this emotional state where we're upset, we're afraid, and we look at things from a negative perspective. So just realizing that there can always be a different outcome, and holding on to this idea that there's always a different way of looking at things, and there's a bigger picture than we might see within our own limited thought. And again, that's the message of Hanukkah, of that we can defy the odds through our thought, through the wisdom, through the chachma, that being able to be open to another approach, not the opposite of the Greek approach, which was kind of a sense of haughtiness that, you know, I know everything there is to know and there could be no other way. Realizing that there could be another way in yourself, even your spouse. I want to just give a chance for everyone to, if anyone has any questions about this topic, if you could write in the chat box. And while we're waiting, just wanted to share with you, tomorrow we're going to talk about how growth happens. Is growth something that happens suddenly? Is it something that has to be require, you know, is it baby steps, or is it just a sudden big experience that people need to achieve real growth? And we're going to talk about that and how that relates to Hanukkah. I also encourage you, if you have any questions, you can email to info@themarriagerestorationproject.com. If you have any questions about anything that we've talked about in any of the classes, to share that and be happy to address them either privately in an email or in the next class. So any questions we have about anything we share today, you can just write in the chat box. Okay, great. Okay, so people are saying that it's okay, that was actually just going to summarize. So I'm going to summarize. And again, a lot of the things that we're going to be learning, it could be that, as one of you mentioned, it's a simple and powerful message. I find that a lot of the things that I like to share are, you know, sometimes people want to have a lot of information. They want to have specifics. What do I do about this? What do I do about that? I find that a lot of real change comes from really changing our perspective and looking at things from a bigger picture. So I find that when we can master that, then we don't need to necessarily get wrapped up in all the details because it solves all the issues itself. So I want to just summarize what we said today. We talked about how to look at the state of the world, how to look at the state of our relationships, how to look at the state of ourselves, and the difference between the wisdom of the Greeks, which was wisdom of Aristotle, that thought that there's really nothing, anything that's beyond their own perception is not true. That if they were not able to perceive it, it's not true. And to realize that really there could be a different reality. That as much as things look like logically, based on our own logic of the way things are going to go, either in the world or in our personal lives, they don't necessarily have to go that path. And Hanukkah is about realizing that there could be a different reality, that we could defy the odds, we could defy logic, because everything about the Hanukkah miracle defied logic. That was the fact that the Jewish people were able to defeat an enemy that was much, much greater in size, stronger enemy. The fact that the oil lasted for 8 days when there was only enough oil for one day. Everything about Hanukkah is defying the odds, defying logic. And that's what we're working on, to try to realize that there could be something greater than the way we think, and that as much as we are convinced of our way of looking at things, as much as we can get locked into it, to get in fear about our thoughts, about the I guess the conclusion that we're going to see for our lives or the world around us, it doesn't have to be that way. We can still defy the odds, and it's all about thinking about things differently and just actually being open that there could be a different way. You don't even have to necessarily think about convince yourself. It's not about forcing yourself to think differently, but just being open to the fact that, okay, this is the way I'm seeing it, but you know, maybe there's also another reality. That's really wisdom from a place of humility, which is the opposite of what the Greeks, and that's really the wisdom that allows for God to exist in our lives. So I want to thank everyone for joining today. We're going to resume tomorrow at 12:30 Eastern, and if you're not able to listen to live, you'll be able to listen to the recording, and we're going to talk about growth. Is growth something that's gradual, or does it happen all at once? Thanks so much for joining. And again, please email us info@themarriagerestorationproject.com if you have any questions or comments about what we talked about today. We'd love to hear from you. Take care and have a happy Hanukkah.